froyofranchise.com, promo code 8888. Locations are going fast, so don't wait. Again, that's froyofranchising.com, promo code 8888.
Another day and another subpar performance by a couple of State of Iowa basketball teams. We will talk about that with Kevin Lehman. We'll talk about it with you as well, coming up here in just a little bit. Also on the program, Minnesota Viking fans being cautioned. We'll get into that coming up as well. And a Bowling Night in America recap. All that coming up on the Gym Class Thursday edition here on KGYM. On a sunny Thursday, we welcome you into the Gym Class here on KGYM 1600 AM, the historic main gym, 107.5 FM, the North Gym in Cedar Rapids, and 106.3 FM, the South Gym in Iowa City. My name's Scott Unash, Mark Dukes, former sports editor of the Cedar Rapids Gazette to my right, Kyle Mann behind the glass, straight ahead from us. And you out there, taking you through the 3 o'clock hour, and we do appreciate you tuning in. We've got a very, very fine show here today as we're going to talk to Kevin Lehman, talk college basketball, Iowa falling to Rutgers, Iowa State falling to TCU, and we'll talk more about it coming up here on the program. Also, like I said, Minnesota Viking fans being told to, given marching orders, if you will, on their way to Philadelphia. We will explain that coming up here in just a little bit and more on the show, including your chance to win some tickets to Cedar Rapids Rough Riders this Friday night. They take on Team USA. That's tomorrow night, our final opportunity for you to win. And we'll have that coming up for you before 4 o'clock today. And you can find out more information at our website at KGYMradio.com. It is Small Business Appreciation Night Friday night as the Rough Riders take on Team USA. And Mark, a pleasant good afternoon. It feels a lot better today when the temperature's got a 3 in front of it, doesn't it?
Sure does. The thaw is on, right?
We already had our January thaw, though.
We're going to have another one, I believe, the next few days, and that's wonderful, and hope you're enjoying it out there. Last night, not pretty for the two of the state's college basketball teams, and I don't know which was worse, those two performances or my night at bowling. So we'll get to that, but we do have a poll question today.
You let the kitty out of the bag.
On the subject, which team looked worse last night, Iowa State or Iowa? Go to KGYMradio.com and vote. And thanks to Emo's Hideaway, First Avenue Southeast, in Cedar Rapids, next to Home Depot, behind Taco John's.
Yeah, and let's start off with the Iowa Hawkeyes. They were the earlier game as Iowa took on Rutgers. Hawkeyes, I think it was a 13-13 game, and then Rutgers went on a huge run, 16-0 or something like that. And, yet the same old reaction, lifeless, listless, things like that. And I will say, to a certain extent. I think Rutgers had a lot to do with it. I think it was a bad matchup for Iowa going into that game. Rutgers, the number two team in the Big Ten as far as defense is concerned. They're long on the perimeter. Iowa's not a real physical team, and I think Rutgers got in Iowa's face and got in their grill a little bit. The reason I say I'm not going to throw everybody under the bus because I thought Jordan Bohannon did a really good job last night, and I thought he was wanting to be out there, looked like he wanted to be, was a typical Jordan Bohannon night last night. It wasn't a great night for Tyler Cook, and when Tyler Cook doesn't score, I was going to have trouble winning basketball games. Ended up with 10 points and 10 rebounds, but he got that late, and at one time, I think with about 10 minutes to go in the game, he had only 6 points. And no one came off the bench to be that Superman that they did against Illinois. And you put all that together and just another painful loss.
Painful and pitiful.
Losing by 16 at Rutgers.
Rutgers is the lowest scoring team in the Big Ten and throws up 80 I don't know what it is about this team that, whether it's coaching or the players, that they just don't play defense. Whether it's man or zone, what have you. Defense is about desire, and I just don't see it. And it makes me wonder if Fran McCaffrey has lost all or part of this basketball team at this point. I have no evidence of that, only what I see on the court. Unresponsive players. I don't know.
Looks to me.
You tell me.
Yeah, it looks to me, and I'd love to hear from you at 319-366-1600. And that is our text line brought to you by Hertina Stocker Jewelers on the Ped Mall in downtown Iowa City. That's also the phone line as well. And looks to me anyway, at certain times during timeouts, that there is a little bit of, what are you saying here? I'm not really paying much attention to some of the guys anyway. I'm going to be interested to see the game on Saturday morning. Granted, it's going to be a very emotional game with the Chris Street game coming up and with Purdue coming in. Back home at Carver Hawkeye Arena, is the crowd going to turn out for that game? Yes, it's the Chris Street game, and I think you should be there. I don't think there's any doubt if you're a fan of Iowa basketball. But you know, is it going to be a sellout? Are they going to have more? We're at the wrestling meet on Sunday against Oklahoma State. I'm not sure that's going to be the case, especially for an 11 o'clock Saturday game.
4167 on the text line. Don't be surprised to see three or four players transfer after this season. Curious why you would say that, 4167.
That is always one of the rumors going around when there's a season like this. And, yeah, I don't know if it will play out. Iowa, of course, had Christian Williams depart. Maybe others will also leave. We will have to wait and see how that all plays out right there. Hey, misery loves company, though. Yeah, that at 6 o'clock Central Time, and then at 8 o'clock Central Time, Iowa State played even worse defense in that game against TCU. And we talked about this yesterday. That was a game TCU had to have at home at 1-4 in the Big 12. A lot more pressure, I thought, on TCU than there was on the Iowa State Cyclones. Granted, Iowa State wanted to win that game. But as far as TCU is concerned, that was almost a must-win.
TCU without its best player, who may be out for the season.
Arguably their best player.
Still quick, can shoot, play defense. Iowa State could not. Iowa State was okay on offense.
They did fine. They shot over 50%.
Defensively, they were awful.
That was maybe the worst defensive performance I have seen from a Cyclone team in a decade. I mean, that was just brutally bad. Let dribble penetration go, open kicks to the outside. The TCU guys were so wide open, they'd hit the shot and then just kind of stand there for a minute. Okay, I'm wide open. And boy, oh boy, that's not going well when you're that wide open. So Iowa State drops down, I believe, to 10th in the Big 12 Conference at this point, and doesn't get a lot easier. Does get a home game, Iowa State does, against Texas Tech. That will be Saturday afternoon, 12 noon pregame, 1 o'clock with the start time here on 1600 AM. Women play West. Yeah, this is just becoming brutal. Iowa State women just get pounded by Baylor last night. Baylor's pounding everybody with their 6'7 and 6'5 post players. And then you've got, what's going on? Yeah, you just get West Virginia coming in now. Another top 20 team on Saturday night at 6 o'clock at Hilton Coliseum.
College basketball is crazy, though. Five top 25 teams got beat last night.
Yeah.
And things can happen, but in terms of Iowa, I don't see any promise. Do you? I don't see any.
It's...
Boy. One half of basketball against Illinois. I mean, that was a very good half in overtime.
An 0 for Illinois team.
But.
An 0 for Illinois team.
I'm with you. I think Jordan Bohannon, a lot of people say that he's not a point guard. Can't handle the ball. I disagree. He can handle the ball. Isn't he an elite point guard? No, but he's a very good point guard, I think, for what he's doing. He's scoring. Distributing the ball, yes, he's had his subpar games, but haven't they all? I mean,
he's had less subpar games than others.
Rutgers, part of its game plan was to take Bohannon out of the game. And what'd he do? Scored 23.
Yeah. Tyler Cook, they took him out of the game a little bit last night. And like I said, I give a lot of credit to Rutgers because that is a program on the rise. And they play very good defense. That's how it all starts out. And if they're going to make any noise at all in the Big Ten coming up in the next handful of years, they're going to have to start by winning games like that at home against second division teams. And they took care of that last night by 16. Is Rutgers ready for a Big Ten championship? No, they're not ready for a Big Ten championship, but they're starting to get players in there, and they're rewarding the coaching staff with an extension. So, you know, good for the folks in Piscataway. They're starting to get things on point, I think, as far as their major sports. We've heard from Mark Ironside, wrestling is coming at Rutgers in a big way. He thinks they're going to be the next giant in the Big Ten. That's pretty good praise right there.
Mm-hmm.
Basketball is starting to get better. They've got Vivian Stringer there for women's basketball. Check that box. Chris Ash, I think, is going to do a good job with the Rutgers football team. How good they're going to be, I don't know. Maybe 7 and 8 wins a year, 6, 7, 8 is not good enough in the Big Ten East. But they're starting to get things together for the State University of New Jersey.
Yeah, and it was demonstrated earlier in the year when Rutgers knocked off Seton Hall at home and took Michigan State to a 1-point game. So they did show signs of being a capable basketball team. But let's not kid ourselves. They're not among the elite.
No,
of
no.
The Big Ten. I know you're not saying that. So, I mean, Iowa wasn't even competitive.
Not after the first 5 minutes.
It's one thing to lose on the road, but not be competitive.
No, after that first 5 minutes, Iowa just looked like they were out of it. And basically, for the most part, was out of it at that time. 319-366-1600, you'd like to comment.
Let's see, 1474. Iowa needs to start Daly alongside Moss and Jabo. Better spacing and better perimeter D. 2384. Jabo is a great scorer, but not a point guard. Needs someone who can drive and distribute. Wouldn't necessarily disagree with that.
He's not a pure point guard, and I think Jordan would be the first to tell you that. He's a combo guard. He's kind of a shooter built in a 6-1 frame, if you will. And obviously that is something that I was going to have to address. Connor McCaffrey, if he would have helped, who knows how it all played out. But you can't that's not going to happen. I was not going to get any point guard help this year. That's just the way it's going to be. And if it's going to get better next year, I think Joe Wieskamp is going to help coming in. It's going to bring defenses off of Jordan Bohannon a lot more, especially when they're in the game together, which I think they will be a lot next year. But again, you got a lot of guys next year playing the same position.
Is it fixable this year?
We'll ask Kevin Lehman that.
Yeah.
We'll ask him that. He's got a lot more expertise than we do, being a former coach. And he just talking with Kevin earlier today in a brief text session that we had, and he said, you know, they're just not doing the little things to win games or even come close to winning games. And we'll have him expand on that coming up. And as for Iowa State, I think that they just ran into a team that needed a win last night. They just happened to have a win in that game, TCU did. So, still thought of very well in the bracketology. I think the ESPN, Joe Lunardi, has TCU as a 6 right now. 6 teams, I think, in the Big 12 in there right now, and all among the first 6 lines as far as bracketology goes. Now, it's going to change a whole lot, but anyway. Hey, should put this out as well. Big thank you to all of our great listeners and fans that went to the Hot Stove Banquet last night, heard great things about it over at East Bank, and a good time had by all. We talked to Chris Atterbury yesterday as he was on his way. Todd Brommelkamp's show talked with Mitch Garver as well, and sound like they had a very successful banquet last night.
Did indeed, and you know, Garver and Zach Granite, former Colonels, now with the Twins, appearing along with others, and I've been to a few of the banquets and wasn't able to attend this year because, well, it was Wednesday, you know. I guess I'd rather been there. More on that.
There was too much going on last night. Bowling, You had the Colonel Banquet, the Hot Stove Banquet. Wanted to get over to Mount Mercy, too. Just ran out of time to see Frank Howell. Graceland came over to play Mount Mercy last night, and Mount Mercy played very well in winning the women's game last night while Graceland won the men's game. But, yeah, I had too much going on for a Wednesday night. But anyway.
You'll have that.
Yeah, we will have that at any time. 3:18 here on the Thursday edition of the program. Speaking of college basketball, got a really good one for you tonight at 7:45 on 107.5 and 106.3 FM from Westwood One. It'll be the big West Coast Conference Battle Part 1, St. Mary's and Gonzaga going at it tonight. And that will be at 7:45 tonight on our FM signals coming your way. And that should be a lot of fun from up in Spokane, Washington tonight.
Yeah, it's good basketball. There's no question about it. Better than what we saw last night, I guess.
I think it will be.
Belaboring the point or not?
I don't know. And are people, you know, we're kind of tired of talking about it. We talked about it today in the sports office. What new things do you bring to light today that have not been talked about? It's frustrating. It's frustrating for us. It's frustrating for the fans. It's frustrating for the people that go to the games. It's frustrating for the players. It's frustrating for the coaches. Nobody's happy about this situation. It's not like they don't care.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they're trying to get things accomplished, but it's just not working right now. That's easy to say, right?
Yeah, man. It's like,
oh man,
putting a square peg in a round hole sometimes. I don't know.
It's like when you're on the tee and you know that you're not going to hit it straight. And you need to hit it
just
straight.
Just doesn't fit your eye, does it?
It just doesn't fit your eye. Or you can make a bowling analogy. It's out there. You know you need a strike, and you might not get it.
Tell me.
Well, we've all been there. We've all been there.
What is fitting someone's eye is California, the Career Builder Championship on the PGA Tour, John Rahm. -9 through 16 holes. He's tied with Andrew Landry. He's also on his 16th hole. Plays on three different courses.
Correct.
Used to be the Bob Hope soiree out there.
Yeah, the Bob Hope Desert Classic in its day. It used to be a 5-rounder. Yeah. Now it's just a 4-rounder.
Zach Johnson tied for 24th. He's 4-under par through 14 holes. 15 now. He's got 5 birdies, just bogeyed his first hole. So
you bogey, and you got about 75 people running by you in this one.
So Zach is off to a very good start. He's playing with Phil Mickelson today and 2 amateurs. They play, I think, 3 amateur rounds, and then the leaders of that go on to Sunday. But Zach off to a good start.
Yeah, and we'll keep you abreast of how he finishes his round today. But, yeah, you got to go low in the desert, or you're going to get stampeded. And hey, John Daly is playing at -4 for Big John. Good to see him out there playing. A little exemption on the PGA Tour and taking advantage of that. Want to remind you that each Friday at 5 on the Todd Brommelkamp Show, tune in to Drive Time, driven by Linder Tire Service. They talk about the weekend's upcoming big local and regional events. It is brought to you at 5 o'clock each Friday, driven by Linder Tire Service in Iowa City, North Liberty, and Grinnell. Head to Linder Tire to prepare your car for winter. Visit LinderTire.com for great tire and service specials. We'll take a break, come back. Kevin Lehman, the coach, will join us, and we'll talk about the games last night, UNI's big win over Drake, and a whole lot more in the college basketball world when we come back here on a Thursday edition of the Gym Class here on KGYM.
Get great deals for all your home improvement needs during Menards Project Day Sale. Stop by our electrical department for big savings on new interior lights. Brighten your home with Patriot Lighting. The Bell Collection comes in an oil shale finish with Tiffany-style glass. The semi-flush ceiling light is only $79. The 5-LED chandelier is just $169. Save big during Menards Project Day Sale. Now through January 20th.
Save big money at Menards.
Good enough. That'll do. These are words that are content, that are fine with being average, which is why you'll never hear them at Honda. Because when you want to go above and beyond to build something like the Honda Pilot LX, you have to go above and beyond to get there. to bring you more passenger space than a Toyota Highlander. Test drive the Honda Pilot today at your local Honda dealer to see what expecting more gets you.
Hurry into your local Central Midwest Honda dealer or go to centralmidwesthondadealers.com for more details.
Comparison made to comparably equipped models. See dealer for financing details.
This is the sound of money. So is this. And this. It may not sound like money to you, but it will. Because you'll get paid while you learn to do it all. That's how the apprenticeship program at Carpenters Union, Local 308, Local 1260, and Local 678 works. You earn while you learn. So, no student debt. Check out CarpentersUnionApprenticeship.com. This is how you build a career.
Covering Eastern Iowa sports for more than 40 years combined. UNASH and Dukes. The Gym Class on KGYM.
324 back with you on the Gym Class on KGYM. A pair of tickets to see the Rough Riders take on Team USA. That will be coming up for you before 4 o'clock today. And that big college basketball game tonight, the St. Mary's Gales taking on the Gonzaga Bulldogs. That will be tonight at 7:45 on 107.5 and 106.3 FM KGYM out in the West Coast Conference. Guy will probably be listening to it or watching it. Kevin Lehman joining us right now. He joins us on Thursdays to talk college basketball here on KGYM. You'll be watching that one tonight, won't you?
Oh, of course, but I'm a little concerned when, Scott, you and Mark start comparing Iowa, Rutgers, Iowa State, TCU again about bowling night in America.
You should be concerned.
You weren't there, dude.
you must have had gutter balls, guys. You must have had a lot of gutter balls last night.
We had one. There was one, but more on that later. It ended up all right. It ended up okay. So it's got a good ending to it right there. Well,
I said the glutton I am for punishment. I actually watched the Iowa Rutgers game a second time.
I did too. We were obviously bowling. We were watching it on the television sets there. But then I usually record Iowa and Iowa State and UNI to watch them later on if I don't get to see them live. And didn't get better for Iowa.
Well, Scott, I don't know if you're seeing the same things I am. Their defensive transition completely disconnected. No communication, and you talk about in basketball, there's two things you have to do to give yourself a chance to win, especially when you go on the road. You've got to get defensive transition, stop the ball, protect the rim, and in today's age, you got to find three-point shooters. And then you can't turn the ball over the backcourt and give live ball turnovers because those are four-point swings. And Iowa has been doing both of those. It looked exactly like the team I saw in the Cayman Islands. They don't communicate, disconnected. And you would think by now, it would be, especially from a team with this much experience coming back from last year's squad, I know they're still young. We keep talking about their youth. But this is a team that just, I think the fact that they came back from 20 against Illinois gave us hope that they're over the hump. But last night, is what I think we've seen all season. And unless something changes quickly, we're going to continue to see.
Kevin, have you ever seen a coach lose all or part of his team? And if so, what are the indications?
Oh, yeah, it happens. I think body language by the players is the first thing that you look for. Are they in tune with the coach? Are they listening to when they're walking off the floor? And I've had coaches that have had their cameramen tape the bench during a game to see the reaction and the body language of those players on the bench, especially when your starters come off and how they react and respond to the coaches and respond to each other as teammates. That's your biggest factor. And you can walk through a locker room, Mark, and you can tell right away when you go through a locker room how connected your team is or disconnected they are.
You told me earlier today also that Iowa just, speaking about the Hawkeyes, they're lacking in the little things. And those little things add up, and they add up to what kind of season that Iowa is going through this year.
Well, defensively, their deficiencies continue. I watched a simple dribble handoff by Rutgers, and Isaiah Moss and Jordan Bohannon ran into each other and gave the Rutgers guard an open shot. Now, that should not be happening mid-January. That's just simple communication, and that's been gone over time and time again in your scouting report. Every team does the dribble handoff weave in today's college basketball. And for that to happen in mid-January, it just is going on with this team because there should be some communication going on there. And when you look at, you know, Iowa, the fast break points against Rutgers, 16-2, they're on the downside of that. 24-6 points off turnovers. You just can't give yourself a chance to win if you give up those types of numbers. And I saw some players not even running back. You got to sprint back to the lane when the ball changes hands. That was not happening. And that may go to what, Mark, you just said. You know, have you seen signs of a coach losing his team? Well, if you're not running back on defense, it's time to take a seat beside the coach.
Is anything salvageable?
I didn't. You broke up there, Mark. What was that?
Is anything salvageable for Iowa basketball?
Oh, I think there's a lot of basketball left. You know, and we're certainly going to have an emotional game Saturday with Purdue coming in, first ranked team in Carver Hawkeye this year. We know the talent's there. And I don't want to single out players, but Isaiah Moss was really disappointing the other night. They're running the same sets they run for Peter Jok. He's taking off balance shots, he's taking shots contested. He's not letting the game come to him, and I think that was a person we thought would really step up and be a consistent for Iowa, and he's been up and down this season.
And it's not only, you know, not to signal out anyone. It's been team-wide, that's for sure.
Oh, no question.
That's for sure.
No question. But defensively, you know, even in their zone, there's so many times you're seeing two guys on the ball when the ball gets reversed and it's leaving that corner three wide open. And just simple communication, things like that, that should not be happening with a team here in mid-January.
Well, Iowa State had similar problems last night with its defense. There was none.
Well, not early in the game. There certainly wasn't. They ran into a buzzsaw with TCU, and they got down, fought back into it, but didn't have any energy left. And 17 assists by Jay Robinson. Radziansky just went off on them too. They ran into one of those games where, watch out, no one was going to beat TCU that night.
Well, TCU had to have that game, didn't they? I mean, 1-4 and playing at home, and so many tough losses for the Horned Frogs. They don't have maybe their best player out there, and they responded. They had to have that game.
Well, they really rallied around the injury. Fisher, you know, he may be out for the season, and he was hurt some last year also. And you know, Jamie Fisher does a great job, or Jamie Dixon does a great job with that team. And we know the Big 12 is a gauntlet this year. You got TCU, as you mentioned, 1-4 in that league and still ranked in the top 25.
Let's talk something positive, Kevin. Nice job, the UNI Drake game early on. I thought, hey, this Drake team is really good, and I think they are pretty good. But then came you and I, and I guess your analysis post-game.
Well, yeah, good for you and I, but not if you're a Drake fan.
Yeah.
They have Missouri State come to Knapsen. When's the last time Drake has had a meaningful game in mid-January? This is for first place. They got Missouri State coming in on this weekend, and then after that they got Loyola. The two teams are tied with the first place, both come to the Knapp Center, so it is a huge week for the Drake Bulldogs.
Biggest week in 10 years, pretty fair to say?
Oh, I think so. You go back to that 2018 with Adam Emenecker when they certainly caught lightning in a bottle. And Drake, you know, it came out a house on fire against Northern Iowa, shooting the ball well, and it looked like they had them down 16. The Panthers were down 16. You thought, oh, whoa, here it comes. And I like the attitude of Drake. I don't know if you saw the double technical where Aaron Gandade said, you know, I'm not going to take this anymore, as he got the forearm from Carlson. They had a little spit and vinegar on this Drake team. And Nico Medved gets a tee later in the game, you know, fighting for his players. I like what's happening on Forest Avenue in Des Moines with that Drake team.
Ben Jacobson's decision to start Austin Fife and sit Bennett Cook two games ago seems to be paying dividends. What's gone into that decision, do you think?
We've been asked that so many times that I told my son, desperate times call for desperate measures. Mm-hmm. They had lost seven. And, you know, what I like about that is the way that Bennett Cook responded. And I even tweeted this out. You know, it's not what happens to you in life. It's how you respond to it. And he came out after not many minutes against Valpo, benched again from the starting lineup against Drake, and then really performed when they needed it down the stretch. And here's an interesting thing about that game. In the second half, not only did Javon McLeod did not get off the bench, and he started the last two seasons as a point guard. They played Spencer Holden at the point. It was a completely different look by Ben Jacobs and you and I Panthers. So we'll continue with that when they go to Southern Illinois.
Yeah, that'll be a big one coming up on Sunday down at Carbondale. And is this going to be one of those UNI turnarounds that they've patented over the years where they start off lackluster in league play and then they put about a 7, 8, 9, 10-game winning streak together?
Well, I think if you're a Panther fan, you're hoping that happens, but can you keep doing that? You're playing with fire because they've done it 2 years in a row now. They do not have a road win. This is a huge game to go into Southern Illinois. Again, Southern beat them at home in the opener. And, you know, the Valley's a little bit like 12 as far as parity and balance. There are no easy games. So when I look at the Valley, I said, okay, who's got quality road wins? Drake's got two road wins. Loyola's got two road wins. Those that I think if you're going to win that league, how many times can you get road victories? It's probably going to be a Valley team with four losses that's going to win this Valley tournament or the Valley title. And I think, guys, what you want to do if you're in the Missouri Valley, you've got to avoid the Thursday play-in game because a sixth seed can easily win this tournament and punch their ticket to the big dance, but I don't think you can come there if you have to play four days from that Thursday night play-in game. So you've got to avoid that play-in game if you're playing in the Valley.
At this point, Kevin, Purdue and Ohio State, both unbeaten in the league with a two-game lead. Do you like Purdue, Ohio State, or someone else in the field?
I think I asked you last week, do you take Michigan State or the field in the Big Ten? And, you know, maybe that was 2 weeks ago. We were all saying Michigan State. That certainly changes today. I like this Purdue team. They don't have a lot of pizzazz. But, boy, they are solid at every spot. They shoot the three ball. They got strong guards, the guys inside, and you know with Matt Painter, they will defend. So defense travels in the Big Ten. It's a club that I'm really liking right now. They're up to number three in the national rankings.
Yeah, and they come into Iowa City coming up on Saturday. And just taking a look around the country, a couple things that really stand out. Number one, second straight year, Greg McDermott's lost a key player to a knee injury again. And Creighton's been playing really good ball in a really tough conference in the Big East, but that's gonna hurt the Blue Jays again.
Yeah, they took a knot in their head when it went to Xavier, but to do that, and you hear people talk about that Creighton team. They can score points in bunches, and this Purdue team coming in to play Iowa Saturday, it just got bad matchups written all over it. When I look at Vince Edwards, Carson Edwards, Dakota Mathias, big guards that can make threes. They can find space against Iowa's zone, and then they got the big guys in size in Haas. So it's going to take a great effort by Iowa to pull out the upset over the Purdue Boilermakers.
Well, it's interesting in the Big 12. I think a couple weeks ago you also said, do you take Kansas or the field?
And yeah.
We all took the field, and there goes Kansas winning in Morgantown again.
Isn't that something? What a play by Devontae Graham to turn that game around. And Kansas is Kansas. I like Bill Self's comment. We're not trying to win, is it the 14th Big 12 title? We're just trying to win one this season.
Yeah, but they're well on their way, especially now that Texas Tech, and now Kansas already won at West Virginia, and now Texas Tech has to go to Ames Saturday and face Iowa State in almost a must-win game. It is a must-win game, I think, for Iowa State. So that's going to be tough no matter how good the Red Raiders are.
Kansas has done their loss at home to Tech. They just made up for it by winning at West Virginia because I don't think anybody else in the Big 12 can go into Morgantown and win that game. And you've got Iowa State. Can they regroup, get their feet back on the floor for this team come this Tech team? And, you know, this is – Chris Beard is a Bobby Knight disciple. This is a team that's going to run a motion game. very talented guard in Keenan Evans, Zach Gray, a preseason pick. They're a team that's really solid, and they travel well. Obviously, if they win at Kansas, they don't beat themselves.
Kevin, we had a discussion earlier in the week about the Texas Tech situation against West Virginia. Tech was fined $25,000 for not having measures in place to control the crowd after the game, and a West Virginia player was reprimanded for apparently striking a fan. Where do you weigh in on court storming?
Well, you have to protect the visiting players because something bad's going to happen, just like in that situation, because someone's going to jump in the face of the opposing player. And we saw it happen when Kansas State beat Kansas years ago, and Bill Self was almost crushed by the crowd. Court storming is part of the great experience of being a college student, but you have to ensure the safety of your players. And I've been involved in court stormings. Go back when I was with Eldon Miller, and he got crunched when we beat Wisconsin Green Bay, go to the NCAA tournament in 1990 when they stormed in the Unidome, and we were pinned against the scorers table and couldn't get out. So I've been on the other side of that also.
It's kind of scary. It can be scary.
Oh, no question, because if you get knocked down, it didn't happen with Rick Peterson at Iowa State where he got his leg broken. I don't know if the court storming or if he just got knocked by a fan running to the court.
So Randy, yeah.
Broke his leg in that situation. Yeah, Randy Peterson.
Yeah, and we talked to him after that, and it wasn't a pleasant experience. So, each place has measures, I know. They don't always go according to plan, but you hope that is the case anyway. And
I got to ask this, though, guys. Back to that, do you take Kansas or do you take the field now in the Big 12?
I take Kansas now.
Getting players back.
Yeah, I'm with you. I take Kansas. And then on the opposite end of the Big Ten, I would take the field, right? Michigan State, obviously, if they've got two losses. But how about this Ohio State Buckeye team? Are they the surprise of the Big Ten?
Oh, yeah. I mean, very much so. And Kansas is getting Silvio D'Souza now. So that's going to help them in a big, big way.
Yeah, a lot of basketball left. We're only in mid-January, but March Madness will be here before we know it.
Yeah, certainly will. And Kevin, enjoy the hoops, and we will talk to you coming up next week. Hopefully better and happier things to talk about next week.
Yeah, well, maybe the Hawks can turn us around. The Chris Street Memorial, and we all have great thoughts, if you've been in this business long enough, about that young man and what he stood for. And I always think of that picture of Chris Street and Tom Davis on the bench, both smiling and laughing. As the epitomizes what Chris Street was all about.
Yeah, and we're going to talk to Rick Brown coming up tomorrow on the 25th anniversary of the passing of Chris. And Saturday is going to be it's going to be a very emotional day, I think, at Carver Hawkeye Arena, certainly for a lot of people.
Yeah, and I'm excited to get Rick's book and read that, because that's going to be I'm sure excellently and very well done.
All right. Hey, appreciate it. Talk to you soon, Kevin.
All right, guys. You have a good one, and better luck in the bowling alley next week.
Thank you. Kevin Lehman joining us on Thursdays here on the Gym Class on KGYM. 3:42, and we're going to take a break. As we go to break, going to give you an opportunity to pick up our final pair of tickets to see the Rough Riders take on Team USA at the Stable coming up on Friday night, 7:05 start time. Caller number 6, you're going to pick up those tickets right now at 319-366-1600. 319-366-1600. We'll let you know who our winner is when we come back. We'll talk some bowling after this.
People make your business work, but how do you find the right talent? ZipRecruiter. One click posts your job to over 100 top job boards. Then, smart matching technology instantly alerts quality candidates about your job. No wonder 80% of employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site in just one day. The right candidates are out there. This is how you find them. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. To try ZipRecruiter for free, just go to ZipRecruiter.com/Will Show. That's ZipRecruiter.com/Will Show.
This ad is 30 seconds long, but if you work for yourself, don't think of it as 30 seconds. Think of it as a little over 26 cents. Because if you're driving for work on a freeway at the speed limit, you'll travel around half a mile. That's worth over 26 cents in deductions come tax time. And that makes every half mile worth tracking.
You won't miss a mile with automatic mileage tracking. Visit QuickBooks.com. Smarter business tools for the world's hardest workers. QuickBooks. Backing you. Over 26 cents deduction based on IRS 2017 standard mileage rates for business.
If you're a small business, first impressions can make all the difference. With Grasshopper, you get all the features of a professional business phone system on your mobile phone. Choose a business phone number, make calls, and send texts. Stay connected and work from anywhere with features like Wi-Fi calling and our desktop app. Set up your account in minutes with no long-term contracts and 24/7 customer support. Make your small business big. Now get $20 off your first month when you visit grasshopper.com/radio. That's grasshopper.com/radio.
Howdy, folks. I'm Colonel Sanders. When I told folks my signature KFC pot pie was filled with delicious Kentucky Fried Chicken, veggies, and topped in a golden flaky crust and only cost $3.99, they said I was crazy. And maybe I was, because that was 1980, and $3.99 was a lot of money back then. But today, getting a meal that size for just $3.99 is a really great deal. So stop into a KFC and get yourself a pot pie. It's finger-licking good. At participating KFCs for a limited time. Prices may vary. Tax extra.
They go to the ballpark to watch the game. Scott Unash and Mark Dukes, the Gym Class, KGYM.
Kudos to Dave in Cedar Rapids. I beg your pardon. Dave in Cedar Rapids. He is going to go see the Rough Riders tomorrow night, take on Team USA, and that will be at the stable. And you can go to our website for more information at KGYMradio.com. We're going to talk about a warning to Viking fans out there coming up here before we set sail at 4 o'clock today. But
Viking, the bowling team? Or
no, the Minnesota Viking, the Purple Nation.
Because we have the Viking next week.
Oh, do we?
Yes.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Which one?
The first place Viking.
Okay. Viking, yeah, I'm not going to get into that.
Not Buzz's Vikings.
Not Buzz's no. Vikings. Okay, very good. Talking about bowling, our Bowling Night in America wrap-up is brought to you by May City Bowl, located conveniently on Trent Street Southwest in Cedar Rapids. And it's always a very strange night when you have, you're not really bowling against anybody. You're bowling against, quote unquote, the blind. And it's not anything to do with lack of sight or anything like that. It is the, there is an odd number of teams in our league, and one in, what, every 14 weeks, twice a year, you got to bowl against nobody, basically. And there are parameters to it to see if you win. You got to come within 50 of your average. And I don't know how we did it, but we did it.
No, I talked earlier about a poor night, and bowling is really only me. I mean, everybody else did their part, and I'm just in a funk right now. And, you know, the best part of last night was the May City Tenderloins.
They were good.
You don't even have to go to May City to bowl. Get a tenderloin some night.
You took one home with you.
I did indeed. Wonderful. But despite me, the Rusty Nails took all four from our friends from the blind. Now up to 39-37 on the year, moving up to eighth place in the league. Only four games out of third, Scott.
It is a log jam.
It is a log jam. Next week, we, as I mentioned, face the first place team in Viking. Now, there's a Viking and a Viking Lounge.
This is just Viking.
This is just Viking.
Is it a bad thing to play Viking right now? Anything?
Well, when they're in first place, I think so, yeah.
Anything with Viking is golden this year.
Next to us, the big Bulldog, Georgia Bulldog fan, DeCarlos Raymond. Big left-hander with a 275 game. And DeCarlos was poised for, I don't know, 700 or better. And since I like DeCarlos, I won't mention what he had the last game.
He's bigger than we are.
He's a nice guy. Really happy for him to see that 275 game, but couldn't quite close it out for a series. Marcus Smits did. 687, Bill Colhavey right behind at 686. So not a great night for scoring for some, but others had their moments.
Yeah, well, we had our moments, some of us anyway. We were We were teetering on all our averages.
Yeah.
Last night, but
except for me.
It's coming. We've all been through those 3 or 4 week slumps where you just go, "What in the world?"
Mm-hmm.
You throw it right where you want to. Pin goes around the 10.
Mm-hmm.
You leave the 10. Do that twice, and then messes up the game. And
messes up your head.
Yep.
Gets to be no fun.
And you start thinking about it. But if you do need help.
Indeed.
We know where you go. Go see Mr. Dirks.
Indeed. Give Mays City Bowl a call, 362-0136. Andy working hard in the pro shop. Andy Dirks, that is. You can visit him there. Or visit the website, MaysCityBowlCR.com.
All right, we'll come back and we'll tell you about what they're telling Viking fans around the Twin Cities. I think you'll find it interesting. We'll do that when we come back here on the Gym Class on KGYM. Mays City Bowl is always a good time, Dukes.
Even when we're not bowling so great, Scott.
Well, Mays City Bowl does it right. A full-service pro shop for serious bowlers.
And fun for everyone, like Glow Bowling Friday and Saturday nights.
Our team, the Rusty Nails, is in the adult league.
But they have leagues for every age and skill.
And you can call ahead for open lane times.
So whether you're leaguers or just want to have fun, it's always a great time at Mays City Bowl off Williams Boulevard, Southwest. West and Cedar Rapids, the official sponsor of Bowling Night in America on the Gym.
Cedar Rapids Iowa City Help Wanted.com presents the world's worst boss, the one who posts jobs on huge national job sites, looking for anyone with a pulse. We'll just call him Dave.
Okay, everybody, I've called this brainstorm because senior management says we need big ideas. So, what have you got?
Well, Dave, how about we...
No.
Okay, we could try the...
Stupid.
What if we started charging employees to use the bathroom?
I love that idea. That's what I'm talking about.
Thanks, Dad.
Don't work for a Dave. Find a boss you can respect. One who's looking for great and local talent at Cedar Rapids Iowa City Help Wanted.com. Local jobs that work.
First Federal Credit Union is proud to present Corridor High School Athletics on the Gym. First Federal Credit Union, financial solutions for the way you live. FirstFedCU.com.
Member NCUA and equal housing lender.
Covering everything from the preps to the pros, with a little bit of old school mentality thrown in for good measure. Scott Unash and Mark Dukes on the Gym Class. KGYM.
Back with you at 3:51, Rick Brown joining us tomorrow. Rick has written a book about the late Chris Street, and of course, tomorrow is the 25th. You can't call it an anniversary. It's the day of Chris Street's untimely passing 25 years ago tomorrow. And we will talk with Rick. Of course, Saturday is the Chris Street game in Iowa City as the Hawkeyes will entertain number 4-rated Purdue, and the Big Ten leaders come in. And that should be a very, very interesting day on Saturday down at Carver Hawkeye Arena. They'll bring back a lot of the former teammates of Chris, people that knew him well, and going to have some celebrations of the life of Chris Street on Saturday. So that will be down at Carver Hawkeye Arena. We'll talk with Rick Brown and the Pick Six coming up tomorrow as well. Are there any Viking fans out there that are going to the game in Philadelphia on Sunday? We'll put that out, put the call out to people. If you are, give us a call, give us a text at 319-366-1600. I ask that, Mark, because travel agencies in the Twin Cities are warning the Purple Nation about what they are going to run into in the city of brotherly love.
What might that be?
This coming from television, Fox 9 up in the Twin Cities. Quote, could be a fun day, but we also warn you, unquote. If you're planning to go to the game in Philly or even thinking about it, you should be warned. They are asking Viking fans not to be over inebriated because they will be. what else do we got here? They warn also, they go on to say, if the Vikings win and you are at the Link, Lincoln Financial Field out there, I would take off any sort of like colors of the Vikings. I know it sounds ridiculous, like we're almost talking about, and this is their words, not mine, we're almost talking about gangs here, but it's no joke down in Philly. It really isn't. And the Philly fans probably, they're notorious. They booed Santa Claus. They've done a lot of things over the years. They also have plans for Viking fans to get into Lincoln Financial Field If you are going from our neck of the woods, are you nervous about going to Philadelphia wearing your, you know, your horns and your braids and what have you, you know, with your, you know, Viking horn out mm-hmm. there and trying to do the skull clap in the middle of Philadelphia?
Might not go over very well.
It's not going to go over very well. So
those are what's the best word? Passionate in Philadelphia?
They are passionate.
Yeah.
They are passionate out there. So I was just curious if we had any Viking fans, and I know we got a bunch of them around here, if they are headed to Philadelphia, if they are a little nervous. Because they're apparently going over things. If you're going out, they're having one day. You know, usually, you know, bowl accommodations for travel agencies are 3 or 4 days. Most of them are one-dayers. They're going out.
In and out, huh?
In the morning. As soon as the game's done, they're getting on the bus and headed right back to the airport in Philadelphia. So, and it's probably a two-way street. Even if the Vikings win, you want to get the heck out of there mm-hmm. before the Philly fans, you know, come after you if they're going to do that. And they're painting a bad picture of them. I'm painting a bad picture of them. 90% of them are fine, are perfectly acceptable behavior. But it's always that, 1-2% out there, they always say. I know my math is not right, but you know what I'm talking about. And it's every fan base. It's the Vikings, it's the Chiefs, it's the Bears, it's everybody out there. You've got that lunatic fringe out there that's going to do something dumb.
8092 on the text line. Passionate is not the right word. Philly fans are psycho.
But we know several. Our own Scott Cleese, he's a perfectly fine Philadelphia Eagle fan.
I've never seen him at a Philly game, though.
I have not either. Tom Keating, another guy we know well, a very big fan of the Philadelphia Eagles from Philadelphia, but you know, he's not going to come after you or anything like that.
4332 on the text line. Viking fans deserve a good beat down anyway.
Oh, is this going to turn into like NFC North beat down here? Oh, man. As a Bear fan, are you rooting for the Minnesota Vikings?
Neither. I just want to see some good football.
That's all.
I should be rooting for a team in the division that I like, but I don't particularly like the Vikings. I just want to see some good football this weekend. And I think it will be.
I think they're going to be good games. I think they're going to be good games, especially that NFC game. I think that's going to be a dandy. And, of course, Tom Brady, is he hurt? Is he not hurt? He missed practice today, apparently. A DNP at practice that came out officially today, although he was spotted with red gloves at practice. I have no idea what that means.
Not to worry.
He's going to play, everybody. All the sports networks need something to talk about for the next 48 to 72 hours.
We'll be picking those two games, plus over and unders, and prop bets tomorrow.
Love prop
on the
bets.
Carl and Ernie's Pick 6. Make sure and tune in on the back half of the show. Get a chance to win a $30 gift card to Carl and Ernie's.
Yep. And that'll be interesting to see how those games play out and how we pick them, how the panel picks them. So that'll be coming up on the program tomorrow for you. Rick Brown, as we mentioned as well, coming up. We've got the Todd Brommelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn. The full field is back for that. As Todd is back, we'll talk. They will talk sports until 7 o'clock tonight. Then at 7:45, St. Mary's and Gonzaga. Westwood One coverage of NCAA basketball comes your way, and that will be at 7:45 tonight here on KGYM. Oh, my gosh. We don't have enough time for you to talk Philadelphia fans.
Is anybody addressing the fact that it's a whiteout day for Chris Street?
On Saturday?
Yeah. Guy that died at the hands of a snowplow?
I think that is...
Isn't that a little tasteless?
Well, I suppose it depends.
Aren't we a little sensitive these days?
I just think that's... in bad taste.
I can see it, Rob. You bet.
I thought you were going to talk about the Philly fans.
What happened? Oh, they're great.
The Viking fans are being warned about the Philadelphia fans if they go to Lincoln Financial Field. As a Redskin fan, you've been around the Eagles fans.
They're the worst fans imaginable. They're just horrible.
So they should be warned.
Yeah.
This isn't the first time Iowa's come up with a kind of iffy promotion, right?
You mean the Chris Street thing? Yeah.
Do you think it's iffy?
I think it's iffy, yeah. I think it's in bad taste. But that's my opinion.
Yeah.
And what was the thing with Wisconsin? Something about
the Go Red game.
The Go Red game?
Mm-hmm.
Go Red for women, was it?
Something like that. Or I have to
Wisconsin
remember.
Wisconsin wears red, of course. Yeah.
Red, anyway.
Go Red? No. Go Black and Gold. I was just thinking about that. It's a whiteout day. Couldn't they, had it been something other than whiteout? Mm. Whiteout being a snow problem?
Mm. Yeah. Well, we'll talk about Chris and remember him tomorrow. So looking forward to that with Rick Brown. All right.
He was a good guy.
Great guy.
Knew him.
Yeah. Good man. Todd Brommelkamp Show with Alex Koons coming up next for you right here on KGYM. Talk to you tomorrow at 3.
You know what happened on 9/11.
19 men attacked our country. The 12 of you will be the first to fight back.
Now discover the untold story of what happened next.
If we take that city, then we